The small island of Einhallow is located precariously between the Orkney mainland and the island of Rousey. The island lies low amongst the wild tides of the Sound, where the full force of the Atlantic and North Sea tides meet, the consequence of which is often clearly visible to see. Two great masses of energy generate raging white water, commonly known as the roosts. Einhallow Frank, Einhallow Free, Einhallow lies in the middle of the sea, with a roaring roost on either side. Einhallow lies in the middle of the tide. Despite the island's small stature, it will dominate the early part of the walk, in one's mind as much as one's experience. The island is rich in history and interwoven in Orkney's folklore tradition. It's perhaps most commonly associated with the Finn folk, a much feared sea-abiding community, well versed in sorcery and magic. Legend has it that the island was the last to be brought into the human domain. The Finn folk were allegedly driven from the unholy Hildaland by Thoradale of Evie. Hildaland represented people's belief in another or parallel place, islands that appeared as quickly as they vanished. Some are home to the Finn folk. The island has a well-preserved 12th century chapel and monastic buildings, thought to be the place where Sven Aslifarsson, the powerful chieftain, sent his son to be educated. Holy Island is referenced only a few times in the Orkney Inga saga. Nonetheless, these references and other research suggest it was a significant location in Norse times, and quite possibly the chapel followed an earlier monastic site of Celtic origin. A small crofting community who were forced to leave when fever broke out and were not allowed to return by the landlord inhabited the island until 1851. Today the island is used for grazing sheep and is an important sanctuary for nesting birds, in particular the Arctic tern. The Orkney Heritage Society runs a public trip to the island once a year. The island's relative close proximity. The island's relatively close proximity as we head in the direction of Costa Head makes it feel almost attainable. Yet the ferocity of the tides and its detached situation, perched on the archipelago's very edge, provide it with a prevailing sense of isolation.